Task 2. In this section, you will hear a news report about a very ambitious young American lady who has rather distant dreams. Your task is to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true. Write B if the statement is false. And write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, and C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet.
Alyssa Carson has big dreams. At the age of 13, she is determined to be the first person to land on Mars. But this is more than wishful thinking. NASA thinks she stands a chance, and she's already in training. She says she wants to go to Mars because it's a place no one has been. It's completely deserted right now. She says she wants to take that first step on the planet. At the NASA Visitors Center, she gets the chance to play simulator games where they can practice real-life situations like parachute jumps and landing Curiosity, the car-sized robotic rover, on the proper landing site on Mars. Alyssa is studying science and several languages and became the first person to attend all three of NASA's World Space Camps. Her call sign at the U.S. Space Agency is Blueberry. She says she thinks she has a high chance of going to Mars, basically because she's been training for 9 years so far. She believes that as she gets older and continues to do more things, her resume will just eventually get longer, and that will help her stand out and make her look unique compared to other people. At school, she has French, Spanish, Chinese, English language, and of course, she also takes math and science. She says she has a pretty balanced life, although her Saturdays are usually rather packed, but not always, by NASA stuff. Sometimes it could be due to taking part in soccer games or even a piano recital. She says these things help her just to be a kid sometimes. Her father, Bert Carson, says the family has the next 20 years of work carefully planned out for Alyssa. "We have the next 20 years planned out. We know what she's doing. She is looking at going on a mission to Mars in 2033. I absolutely think Alyssa will be on Mars. There is not a doubt in my mind because of how hard she works trying to get there. I am sure that her dream and her passion will drive her to that planet." NASA spokesman Paul Foreman says, "NASA takes people like Alyssa very seriously. She's a perfect candidate to one day become an astronaut to eventually travel to Mars. She is doing the right things, she's taking the right training, taking all the right steps to actually become an astronaut." Alyssa's father says, "In 20 years, I may never see her again. There are options out there where they go to Mars and they might not come back. We've had those discussions, and if that's the only option she has, she still wants to go." The teenager from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, says, "I have thought about the possibility of being other things, but being an astronaut has always been first on my list. Failure is not an option. I don't want one obstacle in the way to stop me from going to Mars."
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Alyssa Carson has big dreams. At the age of 13, she is determined to be the first person to land on Mars. But this is more than wishful thinking. NASA thinks she stands a chance, and she's already in training. She says she wants to go to Mars because it's a place no one has been. It's completely deserted right now. She says she wants to take that first step on the planet. At the NASA Visitors Center, she gets the chance to play simulator games where they can practice real-life situations like parachute jumps and landing Curiosity, the car-sized robotic rover, on a proper landing site on Mars. Alyssa is studying science and several languages and became the first person to attend all three of NASA's World Space Camps. Her call sign at the U.S. Space Agency is Blueberry. She says she thinks she has a high chance of going to Mars, basically because she's been training for 9 years so far. She believes that as she gets older and continues to do more things, her resume will just eventually get longer, and that will help her stand out and make her look unique compared to other people. At school, she has French, Spanish, Chinese, English language, and of course, she also takes math and science. She says she has a pretty balanced life, although her Saturdays are usually rather packed, but not always, by NASA stuff. Sometimes it could be due to taking part in soccer games or even a piano recital. She says these things help her just to be a kid sometimes. Her father, Bert Carson, says the family has the next 20 years of work carefully planned out for Alyssa. "We have the next 20 years planned out. We know what she's doing. She is looking at going on a mission to Mars in 2033. I absolutely think Alyssa will be on Mars. There is not a doubt in my mind because of how hard she works trying to get there. I am sure that her dream and her passion will drive her to that planet." NASA spokesman Paul Foreman says NASA takes people like Alyssa very seriously. She's a perfect candidate to one day become an astronaut to eventually travel to Mars. She's doing the right things, she's taking the right training, taking all the right steps to actually become an astronaut. Alyssa's father says, "In 20 years, I may never see her again. There are options out there where they go to Mars and they might not come back. We've had those discussions, and if that's the only option she has, she still wants to go." The teenager from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, says, "I have thought about the possibility of being other things, but being an astronaut has always been first on my list. Failure is not an option. I don't want one obstacle in the way to stop me from going to Mars."